As we look forward to the 2023 general elections, there is need to highlight the significance of women in politics even as we hope for a smooth electoral process come 2023. There is also a need to address women representation in politics. My guest on this episode, Reverend Dr. Adenike Victor Tade, an Oyo South senatorial district candidate on the platform of YPP, among other things, notes that it is time for Nigerian women to be bold. Enjoy.
Such a pleasure to have you.
Good morning.
How are you this weekend?
Fine, thank you.
First of all, I must say that I am happy and I'm impressed that we have a woman representing a senatorial district for your party, and also that we have women, you know, representing across the senatorial district. First of all, let's get an overview. What will be your assessment of Nigeria politics right about now? A lot of things are happening. We're looking forward to an election next year, and quite a number of things have been happening. How would you describe the political atmosphere right now?
Like, if one we want to express observation could be both negative and positive. I think there's need to really express or discuss what politics should be. Mm-hmm. That will be our standard. Then we'll now see what is on ground. That will be reality. And of course, we'll now come and see deviances. The politics is about governance. How you share available resources among the existing people fairly. Now, in pursuing this, we need people to represent each geological part of the nation in congregation, in togetherness, in a seat. And all should be towards making things better for the people in that community, in that nation. When we're now looking at what is happening now, towards 2023, we see that even before now, you see that people are just, everybody has a motive for being taking over a seat or the other. And like I used to say, your motive in taking over a seat or the other supposed to be in representing your community for better living. It shouldn't be enriching yourself or enriching a group of sponsors and all those kind of thing. So when we now look at what is on ground, you discover that people are more trying to grab this opportunity for themselves or for a kind of 2-3 people. Like, you cannot imagine 2% of the Nigeria trying to benefit themselves from the resources that's meant for the whole nation.
So why do you think this has lingered for so long? Why has this happened for so long without a definite solution to this?
Let me start, because, you know, as a pastor, let me start from that angle.
Okay.
Bible predicts that at any time, many crises will be coming up.
Okay.
Things that you don't even understand. Like, when we're going, there's no issue of this raping, adults, you know, all those things, vices. They are not there. All this naked dressing, they are not there. They are just product of fulfilling God's prophecy that any time, many crises, many vices will be happening. That's number one. Then number two, this is only known by people that fear God. You know, when you are aware that when you are moving, something will happen, that means it will caution you how to move. It will caution you whether to pray. It will caution you to do many things. Now, the people that has revelation of things that are happening are not just ordinarily, are not in politics.
Okay, so there's a spiritual angle to that.
That's why I say, let me start from spiritual angle.
Okay.
Now, the physical angle is people that are conscious that things should not be run like this. We have a very minimal percentage of them in leadership, in politics. The people that fear God are not there. Or let me say, they are minimal. The percentage of people that really want better things for their community is too low. Mm. And that is why the other people will continue messing things up and struggling for themselves. So the reason why the atmosphere is like these things and negative, not productive, is because we don't have the right people there too. When you take politics as a business, then you are going to do it anyhow. Economists people say the ends justify the means. If you take politics as a business, but if you take politics as a volunteer assignment, an assignment to go and heal the land, that means you have your own profession. You are not taking it as a profession. Then you'll be able to say, I have money to fall back. I have business to fall back. The way you will handle politics in that aspect will be decent. Will be decent. you will definitely have the fear of God and even the consciousness of the people that you are representing. Like in your state now, or some of other states, you discover the people in authority, our political leaders that are in Abuja, they only come and pick your votes, go to Abuja. The next time you will see them is to come and pick another vote. So it's not a matter of we are with you, you are really representing us in the community. So you can see the whole issue. It's about self-centered. It's about not knowing purpose or not having good purpose in running the race.
No, from what you said now, I could see different dimensions inside the discussion, but just to keep it in context, let's talk about women representation in Nigeria politics, for example. So this year has seen quite a number of agitation for more women representation, especially, I think, it was in March or April, when there were bills passed that couldn't accommodate women, and we had enough protests. Women protested and saying, you know what, we need more women to be represented. And currently, as it is now, in the Senate, there are only 7 women out of the 109 states, and in the House of Representatives, there are only 11 women represented out of the 360 states, just represented about 37.7. What do you think is causing this phenomenon?
Namah, let me say, you know, the reality is that we are in the men's world. Politics is a men's world.
What defined it as such? What defined it?
Yes. We have many factors that make it become men's world. The culture. In the culture, most of the culture believe if you are a man, even if you are the last born of the family, the authority belongs to you. In some culture, they still don't give ladies inheritance. In some cultures, it's like ladies are treated as second class. We are not really appreciated. We are not really valued. So the culture. Now, there is some religion too that doesn't believe women should be active as leaders. When they said women submissive to men, it's not women submissive to men. It's women submit to your own husband. But men, we take it as anywhere women and men are, men should dominate. On what occasion? No. So, and again, family. Yes, women are close to the activities in the home, taking care of even the husband. That's their first baby. And the children. So, it makes them work a few hours when you compare it to men. So, they have economic crisis to really pursue this political ambition. The men work more hours, and it makes them more average man, richer than an average woman. Because the woman has already divided her own time between domestic activities and economic activities. So financial challenges are there. Another thing in Nigeria politics is that it's like if you are not a Tao, you cannot go into Nigeria politics. They look like there's no decency. What will make my party, Young Progressive Party, to just be going on their own rally and meet another party on the road, and they start confronting them with gun, with all this thing? That is indecency in this 24th century. It shouldn't be. It's like an average politician believe that without house, politics is not completed. Meanwhile, that's not the issue. If you kill everybody through your home violence, then who are you going to rule? Who are you going to share the available resources with? So, and an average woman, probably because the way we are wired, we are emotional, we are mother of nations, and therefore, you cannot open your eyes and people are killing fellows. It's not part of a woman. So a woman will rather stay away and say, I cannot be part of that massacre. I cannot be part of bloodshedding. How will you do this? That's another point. Another point is the unemployment situation we really have. The good percentage of unemployment situation we have in Nigeria make people to be idle, and as much as they are idle too, all what they could occupy, that will occupy. Because if you are busy, you are not going to go out and make trouble. You are not going, you just come out, vote, and go back to your own house. But the issue is unemployment has to make people, which include women, to be idle. And this give opportunity for not having resources to really participate in politics.
So what would be the necessary policy to put in place, most especially now that you are vying for a senatorial seat? Because at least senators, they make the laws, they make the policies. So what policies will we need to ensure that women have their place in the political sphere? And going by your description, you said women are emotional, which means they can look at the human side of things rather than just
the face of the thing.
So what would be the necessary policy to put in place to ensure women have their place in politics?
Like when women are saying they should give us 1/10 seat in the house, I personally look at it as it's going to really affect economy negatively too. Because there will be salary, there will be all those other conveniences, all those things they will be giving us. I mean, an accountant, and I know what it is. So personally, even I'm a woman, I'm supposed to support that, but there's no sense in that.
Okay.
Because we even have to reduce in a normal situation, reduce even the cost of administration in Nigeria.
Reducing cost of administration. Okay.
So when you now talk about what are the laws, motions that are supposed to be proposed to position women even in leadership in politics, there should be percentage. Each party, there should be a law that will put each party on their toes that a provision of certain percentage should be given to women. So if you are doing primary, if it is 10%, if it is 20%, that is a conscious effort. In 100% seats that a party will be bidding for, they can say, oh, 30% will go for women. In such, that means their primary is going to be between woman and woman, not a woman and a man. That's a conscious effort. Recently, something happened with one of the party. Now, a woman has to confront a man.
Yes.
And at the end, I saw that in as a conscious effort to demote, to delete a woman. How do you think that it will just happen and the woman will win the man? When the woman will not have violent spirit, when she's likely not to have enough money to do campaign that the other one. So there should be a legislation that we ensure that either 20-30% of seats in the party is meant for women. So it's women that will compete with themselves from the primary level.
So is this something that we can steal from your own end if you become elected, for example?
These are one of the things I'm going to move, because women will be the one dancing around these men. Do we come to life to come and be dancing? I look at that dancing. It's not jubilating dancing. No. If somebody use you and dump you. After dancing, probably they share for 500 for them. And that is for 4 years. Give them 2 cups of rice. It's very irritating. The way men handle women in Nigeria. And of course, it starts from home too. There's going to be another law that husband has to know how to take care of his wife. Honestly speaking, if from home, somehow you see a husband that has PhD and the wife is just a school start and they are still up, of course, it's automatically ensuring that that wife is a slave to that man. Unfortunately, what the man doesn't realize is when he falls, because there's always a stage in life that one falls. When he falls, he will fall flat because the woman is far from his level. But if the woman, like when he has PhD and the woman is even first degree or second degree, when the man falls, he will fall on his wife and people will not notice he has fallen. So it starts from home that apart from love, there can be a way of stabilizing things even from home, that husband has to be responsible enough to ensure that the wife grow in every ramification. That's another thing. Then another thing that will help women is economy, to making law that will make job to be available, creating job. We are going to legislate. I'm going to make motions on how to make job available for all. You know, women, we have higher population than men. So if you say job for all and there are laws pushed towards that, like saying on each tenure of any governor, there should be certain percentage of job creation in that state. Every office holders in the politics must go back, must ensure that within his 4 years, he established a business, an industry, at least that can accommodate 50 people. Before we know, all these unemployment will be reduced or totally eradicated. And by that, it will help the woman to gather money and be able to sponsor her vision, even in becoming great in politics.
When we look away from politics, we'll realize that Nigerian women are doing extremely well.
Yes.
From sports to entertainment to business especially, we see women rising, taking their place. But the question now is that, are Nigerian women actually interested in politics? Can we say that we have more Nigerian women interested in politics?
So far, they are the one following the politician. If they don't have any choice, why would they be following the politician? Let's campaign start now and take the census. The women will be the one with actually be following them, clapping and dancing. What instigates, what attracted them, what pushed them to do that? Is it because of the 500 naira? No. They are interested in politics because they are conscious that policies are from even politics. What do I mean? Like, I'm Mama Empowerment. I try as much as possible to do something for youth. I so much have passion for youth. Now, even if I'm billionaire, I have enough to spread through all this youth to make them comfortable. Policies are there to make them not go far. What do I mean? When there is no market for their products, if there is a ready market, if it is that, oh, any product you produce, oh, the government will take it over. There is law guiding that. You will see the effort of this youth and effort of everybody bringing off. And even the value of dollar will be reduced because we will now be buying made in Nigeria. Everybody, every home will become an entrepreneur. So the policies to push to that will be there. So it's not that they are not interested in politics. They are interested. But, you know, there's always a giant, a masquerade in the home. A man will say, out of his own jealousy, if I see you saying you want to join politics or they are about, because he felt that politics is about messing around. He wants to protect his wife. He doesn't want anybody to share his wife with him. So he's number one person that hinder a woman from not joining politics. Instead of having confidence in the wife, trusting the wife, and pushing, packaging the wife and say, you can do it. Like what my own husband used to do. You can do it with prayer, with everything that I have. You can do it. An average man will not give a wife such a support from home because he's afraid that, oh, when I push my wife, it will become meat for every hunter in the politics, which is not. It's not. If a woman is a prostitute before she joined politics, politics will only help that woman to do it more. If he's not a prostitute before she joined politics, then he cannot become a prostitute. So man should be rest assured that we won't mess up when we join politics. They want to, but their husband is hindering them from moving on to take up political posts.
So what will be the needed movement to encourage men to assist their wives? Because like we've identified it now. So what's going to be needed to say, what sort of campaign will be needed to say, men, you know what, when your wife or the women around you say they want to indulge in politics or get involved in politics, this is what you should do. This is what you should assess. What kind of campaign will be needed to do that?
I think the first one is, women be dutiful. We are going to be raising seminars, awareness, women to be dutiful, be responsible at home. Number one, if you are submissive, you are humble, you are dutiful, your husband wants to eat the food on the table in time, your husband needs you on bed, you are available, no excuse. The children, you are nurturing them in godly way. People see your children and they want to see that God should do such for them. Honestly speaking, the man will be convinced that, oh, my wife is really a leader. Because if you don't have all these traits, even from home, you can't go out and be a leader. You just want to go and, I mean, crumble up money and mess up. My marriage is 27 years this year. I discover a lot about men. Honestly speaking, they are so simple. Simple to handle. Every key that opens the heart of a man, a husband, is in the hands of his wife. But sometimes women are not patient enough to present their mind, their purpose, what they wanted. They want to take it as, even as you are created by God, me too, I'm created by God. No, men don't like you, I mean, being in war with them. There are better way of communicating what you want to do. So there will be a lot of awareness, a seminar to tell women, go and be responsible. Start politics from your house. Like I give you what definition of politics is all about. Sharing effectively, fairly, resources that is in the nation among these citizens. That's all. So start it from home. Do fair with your wife, with your husband, with your children. Your time, know how you will balance it. Your money, know how you balance. Some women cannot contribute, cannot add a penny to their husband's expenses. In that, if they become politicians, that means they will not go extra mile for the nation. They will not. So if we will do that one, awareness will be there. Because if your husband releases you, there's no one that can hinder you. It's just the husband. Immediately you make up your mind, because you are the first person to make up your mind you are going to politics. The next person is your husband. And your husband will not release you if you don't make him happy.
So women should understand that politics starts from the home.
Yes.
Such a beautiful submission.
Mm.
Let's take an assessment test for previous years where we've seen women take their place. For example, once Minister of Finance, Dr. Okonjo-Iweala, Kemi Adeosun, is the Minister of Finance right now. Finance is also a woman. We've seen women politicians elsewhere. How would you rate their performance so far? Contributions to progressive governance.
Like, I wouldn't like to mention him, but I would like to say some really stood their ground. Because until you can stand your ground, you won't be able to have good performance. You'll be a dummy.
Mm.
A leader always have their mind. A follower is the one that follows the mind of the leader. So some of these women, they are just there to just be figurehead. They don't have anything to offer. They are just there. So we cannot feel their impact. That is the truth. And it's like that brought disgrace to the womanhood. That wow. Why would this? Because you are in this position, we didn't see how you are really promoting women effectively. You are only doing order from above. Order can be from above, but you will need to convince the other. This one, I'm the one that understands my women food. This is what we need now. This is not what we need. If you go around and be giving money like how much? 20,000 and say you are a happy woman. That woman in her home, that woman that she man such him, that will laugh. Because when you are part of the government, you are to assist the overall leader there. When the governor or the president now say, we are going to be relieving women with 20,000 to start business. In your own calculation, you should be able to convince that administration that 20,000 cannot go anywhere. You know? But because you are a figurehead, you are a follow person. Even though you are to represent women in your cabinet. When I say represent, it's not by physical feature. It's about the policies. It's about the idea. It's about things you are to do to promote women in that cabinet. But you are there. A government say we will be distributing 20,000 to start business. And you agree with such a government. That means you are a failure. You are not representing women. You're supposed to advise the government and say, 20,000 will not go far. Inflation, this, and this convince the government. So that even if the government has planned to empower women with, let's say, 100 women for 2020, you can say, no, we can reduce the number and give a quality empowerment. Do you understand? And there are some of them that stood their ground and said, no, this thing will not work. This is what we work. I love when people are positively stubborn. I love it, because that is when you will see results and all that kind of thing. So when we are saying appraiser, some of them, they know they fail. And some of them, they can say, yes, I did my best. So that is my appraiser, because I wouldn't like to mention names, but they know that as much as you are a woman, you are in a cabinet, you are in a government, and you are not fully representing the mind of a woman, your fellow woman, give such a person 20,000 to go and start business. Can that 20,000 go far with that person? That 20,000, she will now, that's then you will remember there is no garri in the store and go and buy garri. She will want to meet the family needs first. Why can't you suggest equipment, things? Why can't you gather, make policies that will gather these women together and form a company, garri industry? We are, as they are making garri, they are making their money from it. Regular money, salary. Instead of now saying, go and use 20,000 to start garri business. Is there sense in that? How much is a bag of garri? We go from here to Oyo and buy garri. Your 20,000 probably at the end will only buy 2 bags. Is that establishment? So, I'm just saying that we women should be careful. And don't betray herself. Don't say, today you think you are rich. I don't know. But I think it's better to think about wealth than being rich. And make an impact to your generation. When you are no more there, let people weep and say, if it's not this person. So we need to really behave anytime we have opportunity to represent women. Don't go and represent women because you are in retirement. You are in one booba. That's not what being a woman is. Being a woman is body bearer.
Now that you mentioned women not betraying each other, so how then do we educate women going into politics on the right things to note? Helping them to realize that they shouldn't be figurehead, but use their virtue as a woman, use their ability as a woman to convince other fellow politicians, especially male-dominated politicians, to do things right?
Number one, they have to work on themselves. Women have to work on themselves. If you are not intelligent, you may not have something to offer. And if your integrity doesn't matter to you, you can never offer positive movement, positive action. Integrity and intelligence, they are two keys needed by a woman to really make a difference. When I say integrity, I was in one of the board in Oyo State, is it May ending or June that I resigned to pursue this? The board knows that I did my best. Because even in a terrifying environment, I speak my mind. You don't die twice now. You die once. So intelligence, integrity, boldness. In fact, let me tell my woman listening to me at home that, do you know that you are new improved man? Like some products we say, new improved this, new improved. Woman is new improved man. When God finished creating man, the Bible say, he look at man and say, ah, it's not good for this man to be alone. Let me create a helper, a complement. Somebody that will fill the gap. There was a gap in a man that women came to fill. So remove women from that, the gap will be there. And that is one of the reasons we have a failed government in Nigeria. Since women that are supposed to fill the gap in their life, it's missing. So to really, really make a difference, you must be intelligent. Read wide. I was surprised that with school starts, one can become president in this nation. And if that happens, that means it's limited by knowledge, it's limited by understanding. It won't go far. You can only work on what you know. If you don't know it, you cannot pursue it. You know, if all what I know to do is bag, no matter if you tell me there are better things, I will still say no, there is no better thing. But if I read wide, if knowledge is part of what makes one to be a leader, understanding others' idea and ready to study and accept. You understand? So you have to work on yourself. Just don't say, well, my office is in the kitchen and other room. There's no law in Nigeria that says your office as a woman is in the kitchen and in the other room. There's no law like that. Let us stand up. All of us know what is happening in our individual homes. When your husband dress finish, you can use green cap on which color again? Green cap on blue. You dress anyhow. It is with the wife that will say, this is not the color that fits. If you don't choose the cap for your husband, you know what I'm talking about. When the husband is going out and you just meet in that occasion, you will nearly cry. You know? And fixing the cap can be packaged as fixing the nation. And the funniest thing is, you can be saying, Ashebi, this our leader, they have their wives at home. Therefore, now, the wife is advising them. Is it not what you bring to your wife that the wife know about? Most of the thing, the wife will be hearing from the media. Doesn't know the decision you have taken in the governor's house and all that kind. But when we are there. So, in summary, for a woman to be effective, see Akilu, she's my hero even after death. That woman, I give it to her. You know? When she was there in the NAFTA, all of us knows that you cannot buy her over. That is integrity. She was focused on what she wants to achieve. She wants to clean the nation. And she cleaned the nation. Yes, she died early. Let me tell you something. God only wants her to die at that time. If not, people will still be plotting. There can still be many things. And she will still overcome the challenge that make her to die that early. We always say people die early another time, despite that we don't know the time band that God has created for each person. So she remains my hero. You need to be focused. You need to know what you want and you need to pursue what you want.
You know, I was just about asking, I wanted to ask a question that referenced Dora Akunle too, because you made mention of boldness and women taking bold steps and being bold. Dora Akunle, for example, was someone who was bold, but which came with repercussions, which came with some consequences, with threats on her life, with threats to our family and livelihood and everything. So how do we encourage, looking at all these things that happen, looking at consequences that come with being bold, especially now that we have insecurity. So how do women be bold? What we needed to make them bold and realize that, see, whether you like it or not, you just have to be bold.
There's a proverb that says, a coward dies many times before his death. You just don't have to be a coward. See, this death issue is not negotiable. It's not about you are using your drug regularly that make you to be alive. It's just a supplement. He's just complimenting it. God is just allowing it. See a mad woman on the road, he will put to bed. The baby will survive. She will survive. And the woman drinks from gutter, eats from the dustbin. Don't you see the hand of God there? See, if you live, let's say, just 50 years on earth, and your name is positively written in the book of history, you are already a success. That's my concept. It's not how long you live, but it's how well. And this issue of they will kill me, you are the one that sit down and say they will kill you. You are the one. And that is why you that want to choose to should not be in glass house. You must be careful that people will not see fault in you. There will be people that will stand by you and say, for this person, I will watch over you. Even divinity too will stand by you when you are doing writing. I don't want us to just sit down and say, people are not ready for writing. Therefore, I would rather fold my hand and be watching. Then you have lived or you are living a useless life. Because you are created for purpose. God don't wait his time creating you so that you just come and just be following system. I mean, just waiting, eat, sleep, wake up. I'm not just saying, that's not life. Life is every day you wake, you impart on the people around you. That is what makes a living. So you don't have to say, if I do writing, they will pursue me. If I do writing, they want to kill me. You just follow what God asks you to do. God's hand is not short that he won't be able to preserve you and protect you in no harms. Don't die before death. No matter how you preserve yourself, the day death will come, there will be a missing point. They just say, I forgot to go with my body guide. Something will just happen to allow that death to come, because God has written the days, the years, the months each person will spend on earth. It's not a man that cut it short. It's according to the arrangement of God.
Two quick discussions before we start taking calls.
Okay.
Cost of governance. You made mention of that earlier in the conversation. So how do we cut cost of governance, especially now that you said that there are plenty seats and it's taking too many amount of our national treasury? What would be the right policies to cut down on that? Will it be to reduce the number of the seats or collapse the parliament together?
Well, in a normal situation, even your plastic spoon at home, that plastic spoon, when you go out and they give you takeaway, or the small spoon on your high school, it still have significance. The governance will let you know that every of the seats is important. There's no idle seat. That's the impression. That's fine. But there can be a way of either reducing some allowances. It can be a way of reducing some allowances. Like, I don't know how many PA a senator we have. I've not even checked their salary because that's not my reason why I'm going. The allowances that is accrued today, it has not for one day for me to sit down and say, oh, okay, when I'm there, I'll be earning 50 million, or that kind. I've not even for once know what it is, because that's not my purpose. What I'm trying to say is, government too knows that there are some allowances may not be necessary. They may not be necessary. They know that some allowances may not be necessary. Therefore, let them look into all this. And that's why, and again, I know that it may not be convenient for government to look into all this because they are benefiting from it. Probably my Yera at home maybe even be saying, it's because she's not one of them. That's why she's against it. But that's just the truth. That's just the truth. Now, if they are not going to reduce the allowances, there shouldn't be extra seats.
Okay.
Though my women want extra seats. Women want about, is it 110 seats in the parliament now? I don't support that because it's additional cost. The best thing is to deliberately said some posts are meant for women to contest. From the beginning, some posts, if you are producing 10 honorable from mint, 3 must be women. That means when they are now want to do the primary, it should be women versus women. Stop. And that's all. So, and again, if all those allowances, existing allowances are now there, I'm not sure our people are really paying tax. Because tax is supposed to reduce such income, their salary and all those things. Supposed to. So that at least, if we go back, the money will still go back to the federal government. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. They're supposed to be paying tax, but I don't know. You know, anything can happen in this nation. Anything can happen in this nation. And another way they can do to reduce the cost is the constituencies allowances they are given each of these people. Me, I would have advised is either council, and let each, if it's cancelled, even when it's not cancelled, some of these senator and rep, we are not feeling their impact in our constituency. There's nothing they are doing. They will only come by the end of the 4 years and come and do probably one borrow or one vititious empowerment to show all these yearly constituency allowance, where are they? They should eradicate that constituency allowance. And the voters should ensure that their candidates are responsible to them. If we give you opportunity to go to Abuja in this first tenure, and after fourth tenure, we cannot see. Don't forget I said, constituency allowances should be cancelled. From the numerous allowances money that these are senators and all these politicians, the people in government are earning, let them pay back to their constituencies.
2023 is upon us in just few months' time. September is upon us already. September, October, November, December, January, February, less than 6 months, or about 6 months. We need more women in politics. We are all advocating that we have women representation in politics, in our senatorial district, in our House of Representatives, in our, you know, executive and all that. What would be the right mobilization? What would be the way to mobilize for women participation as we look forward to 2023?
One of it is what you are doing now. The media should invite more women leaders. They may not be in politics now. The Yala Jays, the people that are in charge of women community, because they were the one that would take these women to men. They are the one. So they should invite the Yalojas. They should invite the all these women leaders to the hair like this and let them interview them. What is your plan in making your fellow women to be in position, even in politics? Throw question to them. Would you like it better if fellow women are in politics? So awareness. Invite them. You will see that they will not deny the fact that they are suffering by not being in the apex. So invite them. Let the media do more of the work. That's the one. Then two, let the NGOs, let them also raise a lot of discussion among these women. Because you have to remove the fact that they are not inferior. I think that's major problem women is passing through. When they look at them, they say, I'm not able. Like, some people have started telling me, hey, you don't know the people you'll be combating with. I said, that's water and blood flowing in. Water and blood flowing in me. In fact, I am a new improved man, so I will do better. Yes, you may have better money to finance more than me, or whatever it is, because I'm a woman. But that's not an issue. I'm not terrified by who is there. I am not. I'm saying it again. I'm not terrified about the candidacy that we are going out together, every others. I'm not. I'm only focused in what I want to achieve. And I want to convince my people, if I'm put there, I will represent their interests. 26 years, I have been helping women and youth. When I did not even have intention that one day I'll become a politician. In fact, I joined politics to help women. Because you have to be an example of theory you are pushing. If I just begin to do organized seminar, women, let's do and join politics, another, they just be looking at me and say, what do you mean? You must do by example. I'm a pastor. I know what it is to join politics. I want women. I want the youth. Because these people are the class of people that are not being taken care of. A man cannot come and represent women in the affair of this nation and believe there will be results. A pure, a typical woman, youth, will be the one that will know that they know how they go to labor room, they know how to nurture the children, and they know what to do. So we need to do by example.
Lead by example.
Just don't continue theory, a lot of seminar going on. We should see leaders of this seminar, the NGO, the Yala Jays, the Yalo Jazz, and all those ready to say, me too, I'm going. They have followers already that they were diverting to men. That's what they are doing. They have followers, they are diverting to men. Why can't they divert those followers for themselves first? You two go there. Then whatever promotion you are doing will be meaningful.
Such a brilliant submission there. I've been speaking with Reverend Dr. Adenike Victor Tade, also known as Mama Empowerment. She's an Oyo South senatorial district candidate on the platform of YPP. Let's talk about insecurity, for example. So insecurity is one major issue right now in the country. And thanks to the Nigerian Army, they are doing their best, you know, ensure that it is minimal, and the government is trying to put efforts in place and upskill efforts in tackling insecurity. But As far as insecurity is concerned, what's your solution? What would be the solution as a senatorial candidate? What would you prescribe? What would be the solution that you suggest to bring possibly an end to this or a reduction?
To insecurity, we have to really ready to work. I don't see this insecurity as a major thing, a major problem. When we are ready, when our leaders are ready to put an end to it, it will end. They have solution in their hands. They have solution. And I'm just trusting God that we won't have much of it by the time we have voted in come 2023, that it will have reduced. You can see that the army are really doing extra work now. Nonetheless, we really have to overview, evaluate what the system, our forces, what are they doing, the military, the paramilitary, all those things, what are they doing to put an end to this insecurity? It is from there, because I cannot just say, what will I do? You will have to overview, you have to evaluate what is on ground. It's when you evaluate what is done. Insecurity is not something that is made public. I don't know whether you understand me. In tackling insecurity, it's not a public issue.
Intelligence.
It's intelligence. So until when I really know what is happening, the intelligent factor that they are putting in place to make sure there is security, then I won't be able to hide anything.
Thank you very much for joining me on the program. But before we go, any parting words for women out there, especially women aspiring to be politicians, who have the dream, who have the solution, who have the ability, who have the ideas, who have the grit, who have the boldness, but can't seem to find a way out around it. What's your parting word for them? What will be your advice for them?
Yes, let them sit down and check into the parties, like Young Progressive Party now. They support women and they support youth. That's our focus. How will youth and women be really be there? How would they be assisted? So in most cases, they slash the form, they give support, they give moral support, and look for means, try to gather together to really support the women and support the youth. That's what we do in our party. So, and I know some party too may be doing something like that, but I'm sure of my own party, that party should consciously be there to assist women and assist the youth.
Thank you very much, Reverend Dr. Adenike Victor Tade. Once again, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for joining in again this week, and I hope you had a good time. Please ensure to subscribe to this channel from wherever you listen to podcasts. Special thanks to my sound engineer, Tom Lucky Media. I am Kayode Sonny. Until I come your way next time, I say stay lifted.